Hello, and welcome to Stronger Together,
a podcast about strength, wellness, and navigating the hard things.
I'm Charlotte.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're yoga and mindfulness instructors who know that the path to wellness isn't easy.
And it's even harder without community.
We're here to offer real conversations,
raw and honest moments,
and to remind you that you're never alone.
So make yourself comfy.
And let's do it.
Because we are all stronger together. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. On today's episode of the podcast, we're going to be talking about surrendering to being unwell and how being sick is actually part of wellness. Before we get started, let's take a deep breath together. Take an inhale. And exhale. Hello, Char.
Hi, Les. How are you feeling?
That's the question of the month, isn't it?
Like, actually, you're not exaggerating when
like,
you say that.
Actually, the month of May, my theme has been sickness.
I hate it.
I'm not a fan either. But we're going to talk about how the hating and not being a fan is actually not supporting our wellness.
And it's part of our wellness journeys.
It's part of our journey. I actually think we may have manifested this in some weird way because we had we had on our list of potential episodes for season four about what do we call it? Surrendering to illness or surrendering to not feeling well, yeah. Surrendering to having to take medication. We really wanted to talk about that because we feel there's not enough of that conversation in the wellness world.
Yeah.
And that there has to be this acknowledgement is that we're not always going to operate at our optimal level.
No way. There are things, I mean, nowadays our bodies are so different than they were back in the day and mm-hmm. little things can trigger us. Our bodies have developed intolerances to certain mm-hmm. things and we're seeing it more and more. And a lot of what we do see online is people just with glowing skin and healthy bodies all the time that are just living their best lives. Well, a lot of people don't post when they're not feeling well.
Right.
And it happens totally. To everybody.
To everyone. And like, yeah, the highlight reel does not include the moments when we are all human mm-hmm. and humans sometimes get sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's interesting too, like that we're having this conversation. I know a lot of our listeners feel the same about you that I feel about you. And when we hear the name Leslie Van Bell, we associate it with health. We associate it with vitality and you take such good care of yourself. And the fact that you are now on day 15 mm-hmm. of feeling unwell, being unwell is... Yeah. I don't want to say it makes other people feel good, but it just shows that you're a human too. And you could be the most healthy person. You could do all of the right things and we're still going to fall victim to sickness.
Yeah, totally. I mean, those of you who listen weekly, you know that I couldn't even record last week. Char, mm-hmm. thank you so much, Char, for doing that.
Yeah.
Char held it down on her own, which is not easy because we love doing this together because we are stronger together.
That's right.
So it is no fun recording a solo episode. But I could not, I had no voice. And then when my voice came back, I was having tremendous respiratory issues and I was just losing air. I was having coughing fits. I just was really in the struggle mode. And even though I wanted to jump on here and spend time with you and record, I just knew I couldn't do it.
Yeah, you didn't have the capacity to.
Yeah, I didn't
And
have the
that
capacity.
Right there is prioritizing your wellness when mm-hmm. you're unwell.
Yeah, taking things off our plate, even things that we love, mm-hmm. right? Taking them off of our plates so that we can do what our bodies need to do, which is often what we resist the most.
Yeah. It's so hard to be sick. Mm-hmm.
It is so hard to be sick. And it's hard to be sick for a lot of reasons. And I know for me, I have the reasons why, and I think it'll resonate with people, but I am curious if, you know, after you listen to this episode, if you have something that you want to add to this list, let us know.
Yeah.
Because I think this is a really important conversation to have. And like, if you're looking for toxic positivity, you're listening to the wrong podcast, right?
And we're not the episode right
yeah,
now.
We're not dishing that yeah. crap over here. So, you know, this is where we have the real honest, raw conversations. And part of being a healthy person is sometimes you don't feel healthy. Mm-hmm. But then it's like, what is my journey back to where I feel like I'm operating at a higher level? What do I have to do to honor what my body needs right now?
Yeah.
Because what we resist persists, right? Mm-hmm. So I have been in major resistance mode. the up until very recently, maybe even not.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm still not even there.
Yeah, I think it takes, you know, there's levels to it.
Totally. And I'm usually like, I get sick and then I want to attack this ferociously.
Yeah.
I do not want to honor. I do not want to honor the illness. I do not want to welcome it in. I want to do everything within my power. And with all my healers, my team of healers, which I'm very fortunate to have a lot of people around me to support my wellness, get this out of me and let's do it quickly. Yeah. Right. So that I can resume my normal activities. And, you know, 90% of the time, if I'm not feeling well, that works. Mm-hmm. Maybe even higher than 90%, because this episode for me is definitely quite unprecedented.
Yeah.
So should I talk about a little bit about what happened?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. So about 2.5 weeks ago, I was in an office for about half hour, maybe 45 minutes, where I was in the presence of one of those like plug-in air fresheners, the ones that have like the oil and they heat up. They have like a heating coil on the bottom. And I don't know if it was like a new one that had just been plugged in recently, or maybe it was a very overpowering scent. I'm not quite sure, but immediately I felt uncomfortable in the space. Like, I'm like, this isn't, something's not right.
Physically, you're saying?
Yes. Yeah. Physically, I started to feel like just like a little bit of a tightness across my chest. And I started feeling like I was getting a headache.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I wasn't in the position where I could unplug it. I have been known to do that. I have to say, like when I rent an Airbnb, that's the first thing I do is I look for those and I run around and I take them out, because I know that I am sensitive to chemical inhalants. Mm-hmm. I know that for me, that has been actually a huge part of my wellness journey, has been doing my very best to remove synthetic fragrance from my life.
Yeah.
Because I realized it was such a trigger for illness for me.
Yeah.
For illness, for allergies, for hormone disruption, for a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And this is all, you know, you can Google this kind of stuff. We don't have to get into that. But for me, it's a real no. Mm-hmm. I wasn't in a position where I could get out of it. And then when I got home that night, I was like, wow, I really don't feel well. Took a shower, woke up the next morning. I'm like, something is off, right? But I went to school. That was Tuesday, the next day. And I kept telling my co-teacher, like, I don't feel right. Something isn't right. And my body started to feel a little bit achy, like I was fighting something.
Yeah.
And then I said to him, every time I tried to breathe in, it feels very sharp. Mm. Now, I did have a history of asthma, like over 20 years ago, where I did have to use like a rescue inhaler at some points. I did do like rounds of allergy shots for a long time. And nothing really worked until I was able to like remove triggers, you know, from my life. And then I guess kind of strengthen my immune system so much that if I did encounter a chemical inhalant or synthetic fragrance here or there, it didn't blow out my system. Like I was okay.
Yeah.
But something went wrong. So I went down to the nurse. She listened, took my pulse ox. It was okay. She listened to my lungs and she said, you know, I hear a crackle. Mm. I hear something. I think you need to leave. I think you need to go get checked. You need to go to the doctor. So I came home. I went to urgent care. I got swabbed for, you know, the thing we've all been getting swabbed for the last 3 years. I tested negative for that. And I was kind of dismissed. And I was concerned because at this point, I really could feel the asthma coming on. And I said to her, something isn't right. Like, I think I need a rescue inhaler or something. Something in my body is off.
Yeah.
I felt really dismissed, which was concerning and sad. And that left me feeling really upset. And then later that night, I got in for some acupuncture that day. And then later that night, I was a wreck.
Yeah.
I started running a fever. It was almost like I had the flu, like my body was fighting like a flu. And then that was the next 2 days. And then I felt better. I had already planned to travel for my son's graduation from college, which normally I would not have done that for that weekend, but like, that's what I decided to do. Because I just couldn't miss this milestone.
Right.
And at that point, everybody that I had encountered had kind of said, this is just an extreme allergic reaction, but you'll be okay.
Yeah.
At that point, I had seen, you know, several health practitioners. But then when I was away, all hell broke loose.
The pollen turning point
was really high. The pollen count was super high. I was outside the whole weekend. And then at that point, it was clear that I not only was having allergic reactions, but I was also had some type of respiratory illness. Mm-hmm. And I just really had this significant moments where I couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
And it was so scary. Like, yeah. It was so scary. And then it was like uncontrollable coughing, not able to catch my breath. Really feeling like, oh my gosh, whose body am I in?
Yeah.
Like, I'm a yoga teacher. I teach breath work and I can't breathe. I was really, really struggling. So the next week I went, so I came home that Sunday. That was Mother's Day. Some of you may have seen the post. I also had double pink eye. I spent most of Mother's Day in the urgent care. There, I did not feel dismissed. I was nebulized. She almost called an ambulance, but I said, can you not call an ambulance until I'm nebulized? Can we see how I'm doing? And so she said, okay. And that's what we did. And I did not need to go to the hospital. But it was close. It was close. So she said no work for a few days. She put me on some medication. And then I just wasn't getting better. Yeah. I just wasn't getting better. I was just really struggling. Then I went to a third doctor, who's more of a holistic practitioner. And I was able to get some treatments like 4 days consecutively. And just kind of start to like support my immune system. But mm-hmm. he said to me, you have to stop resisting this. Mm. He said, you need to allow yourself to be vulnerable. You know, which led to me hysterical crying in his office and just really, he gave me that space to surrender and to let go and to just, you know, acknowledge. He said, I see this all the time. Like, you are not the only person that's going through this. You are not the only person that has been through this. Mm-hmm. I know how to treat you. You're going to be okay, mm-hmm. but you have to acknowledge that this is happening mm-hmm. and that this is rough. And that this is where you are right now.
Yeah.
And I did not want to do that. I did not want to embrace that vulnerability, even though I know that surrendering to being unwell takes faith, it takes courage, it takes vulnerability. I know all of that.
Yeah.
And I can give that advice out. I can dish it out all day long. But when it comes to turning it into inwardly to myself, it was extraordinarily difficult.
Yeah. We've talked about this before too. And like, I know we're talking about in the physical sense right now, but this seems to be a pattern for you. And I think it's because you're such a strong person and you've had to be so strong in the past that it's hard for you to be like, I'm not okay.
Yeah.
Like you said, you can be that support for other people easily. You could do it with your eyes closed. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to being like, you know what? It's me that's unwell right now. It's a lot harder.
It's so much harder. And then I feel like I'm letting people down. I'm not going to my job. There was a lot of moving parts and shuffling of things that had to occur while I was out, which, you know, I was super grateful for. None of my coworkers ever made me feel badly in any way. Mm-hmm. My friends, my family, my loved ones, everybody was checking in on me, offering me support. Like, I know that I was supported, but there was still this sense of like, why is this happening?
Yep.
Right? Like, why is this happening to me? I'm supposed to be healthy. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I am a wellness practitioner. I think I even said to you, I feel like I can no longer call myself a healthy person. Did I say that to you? I think I did. Yeah. Because that was the narrative. The narrative was, it was harsh. It was really unsupportive.
Yeah.
You know, like I was not being a good friend to myself. Like, like we talked about that in the season, like I was really struggling. And then once given permission, you know, by that doctor to say like, you've got to surrender to this. You've got to let this in. The more you push it away, he said to me, the more you push it away, the harder it's going to be to heal. And all I wanted to do was push it away.
Right.
Yeah. I wanted it out. I wanted it gone. I wanted this foreign entity that felt like took over my body to be, I wanted to be, you know, free of it. Yeah. I wanted to be liberated from what literally and figuratively felt like a chokehold over me.
Yeah.
And I think this is such an important conversation because, you know, people listening might not feel like, oh, I know what it feels like to feel like that exact respiratory distress, but I think so many of our listeners are dealing with health issues right now. And I know that you and I wanted to acknowledge that this is a little different. Like what we're talking about today is a little bit different than like we want to acknowledge the diagnosis of a chronic illness mm-hmm. and what that can feel like. And we've talked about that on previous episodes. Mm-hmm. But for the purpose of today, we just wanted to talk about like acute sudden illness that we will recover from, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. That isn't something chronic. And we can certainly revisit the chronic illness issue if our listeners want to hear more of that.
Definitely.
But for today, this is, we get sick sometimes because we're human and our immune systems, you know, they just can't fight everything.
Yeah. And you know what I heard you say a couple times throughout these last 16 days was, I think this is going to be forever, or mm-hmm. I'm worried. Not going to get better.
Yeah.
And that is heartbreaking. And I also know that feeling so well. Yeah. Because when you're in it, it just feels like you're never going to get out of it. Mm-hmm. And it's so hard to surrender to the fact that, like, you know, there is an unknown.
Right.
Maybe it will be forever.
Correct. I might have permanent respiratory issues. I don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that, I think, is the scariest part.
Mm-hmm.
And the hardest mm-hmm. part to surrender, because we love having control. That's right. Why we try so hard. I mean, how many people are on your team, you know, like acupuncture, mm-hmm. you have an entire list of people that support you weekly, yeah. but also that go into high gear when you need it. And normally it works. And so when it's not working, there's that like, okay, what's wrong? This is not working.
Yeah.
What's going to happen? It's really difficult to deal with.
It's really difficult to deal with because we get into that, the fear of the unknown. And, you know, we're not living in the present when we get to that moment. Yeah. And I tried really hard to rely on my yoga practices. And, but that was really hard because I couldn't do breath work.
Yeah.
I was really struggling to find any type of mental stillness or meditation because my body was like convulsing a lot of the times. Like I was shaking. It's very, very hard, you know, to still the mind when the body is literally in crisis.
Mm-hmm.
It's when we need it most, right? And, and I certainly tried, but it was an extraordinary struggle. I could not move my body. I couldn't do the poses or asana. And surrendering and withdrawing of the senses. It was like, no, I was like a slave to my senses.
Yeah.
And I also felt like I couldn't surrender. I couldn't lay it all down. Like, right. Like I couldn't put it at the hands of a higher power. Like we learn in yoga. I was like clutching.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was in that clutching mode of like wanting to control the situation.
Yeah. And that makes total sense. And like, there's a time and a place for not following our wellness practices per se,
mm-hmm.
you know, like I think that during those times of feeling unwell, it's important that we can kind of get lost a little bit because our truth is uncomfortable. And so, and it's not like a discomfort that we're avoiding because we know it'll unlock like our purpose. Like it's not deep. Really what's uncomfortable is our bodies are just uncomfortable and we don't like it.
In this moment.
And so I really do think that like, if we allow ourselves to surrender and we allow ourselves to become one with the couch and watch the binge watch the entire series and like do the things that might not necessarily be our go-to wellness practices, which might seem counterintuitive because we think, oh, I want to heal. So let me do the things that are going to keep me well.
Right.
But if we just flip the narrative a little bit and recognize that, okay, actually being well is surrendering and allowing ourselves to just kind of like flop out.
Yeah. And you're really good at helping me remember that and like reminding me to give myself permission to deviate from my typical wellness practices mm-hmm. and, you know, be a blob.
Do you remember when you text me and you're like, you weren't feeling well. You're like, I'm just going to go outside and weed. I'm like, you have 30 minutes to weed and then you got to go take a nap.
You gave me rules, but I was like, okay, I listened to you.
Yeah,
and I
you
was
did.
Like, I'm just, but at that point I had been sick for a long time and I'm like, I'm just going to scooch on a little cushion and weed. And I was like, Char said 30 minutes. Oh my gosh.
So should we talk about how to support our wellness when we're sick? I know we just kind of said like, it's okay to be a blob, but
yeah,
what I do think, you think I are think some, so. are some things, like some takeaways that we could just have on our little list that maybe we can write on our fridge and always look at when we're not feeling well.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to write down everything we said and I'm hanging it up.
I think it's a smart thing. It's a visual reminder.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, first thing, I know we've said it, but let's say it again. We have to slow down.
Yeah. Yep.
We have to take deep rest.
Mm-hmm.
And that sometimes is the actual literal hardest part.
Yeah. And also that is the part where our bodies are still working on healing. Mm-hmm. So like we hear it all the time, the parasympathetic nervous system, that parasympathetic state is also known as rest and digest. Mm-hmm. So when we're relaxed, that's when digestion happens. When we're relaxed, that's when healing takes place. And it's really important that we also prioritize sleep because we really know that sleep is a time when our bodies can do a lot of healing and repair.
Mm. So that which sometimes rest is the worst, because sometimes when you are feeling unwell, you can't sleep.
Yeah.
That happened to me. One of the medications they put on to open my airways was keeping me wired at night. Ugh. So then I stopped taking that. And then I had to sleep sitting up for like 3 or 4 nights. And that was brutal.
Oh, I'm sure.
That sucks, right? So it's like, so that rest during the day was even more important.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't able to sleep well. But that has gone away, right? Now I'm not doing that anymore. So again, recognizing that how I feel in this exact moment at the height of my acute illness is not going to be how I always feel.
Right.
And then I think also too, it's so funny because I know we want to say like some light breath work, because part of this journey as like we support our wellness while we're sick is recognizing that certain things may trigger us because we're not functioning at optimal capacity.
Mm-hmm.
So when I started to feel better, I took your yoga class like 2 weeks after. I don't even know. It was like probably like day 12 or 13.
Yeah.
And you were teaching like this really like nourishing flow. I feel like we were really like moving a lot of energy.
Yeah.
But I had so much stuck energy
that
normally this class probably would have felt easeful for me. And it was a struggle.
Mm.
So I was like, I went in knowing that. I went in knowing I'm not going to be able to do everything. I'm going to have to take a lot of breaks and a lot of child's pose. And I was fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
But you said something that normally I would have loved, that I was like, huh, no, you said, all you have to do is breathe here.
Oh.
And I was like, that's the one thing I can't do. Right. So I was like, so like, first of all, like recognizing that things out of the blue could trigger you.
Yeah.
And just sitting with that a little bit, but also like the idea of taking really deep breaths when you're not feeling well is not always the best choice. Like very light breath work, I think, maybe like some alternate nostril breathing, soft, but trying to take those deep, big breaths, which we often want to do when we're not feeling well, isn't, especially if your respiratory system is compromised in the moment, it's not the best choice.
Yeah. And this is a really good conversation too, because it kind of opens my eyes as a teacher to the words that we use, you know, like we don't know how other people are feeling. And you said yourself, you were like, I think being unwell is the greatest, I forget how you worded it, but it's a way for you to become a better teacher, because you can recognize how certain people may feel when they have certain issues and injuries.
Yeah.
And it's true. Like what feels easy for us one day might not feel easy for us always. And what feels easy for us as teachers might feel impossible for other people.
It's so important to remember that. And I think I said to you, being injured and being unwell are two of my greatest teachers as a teacher.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Because I'm like, I drop into this place of empathy. And sometimes it's delayed empathy, right? Because I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe how people may have felt in my class when this happened or that happened and things like that. And so now I operate from a place of perspective and empathy and love. You know, whereas like if I'm always functioning at this top level, it's like, oh, I think everybody can do everything. Well, no.
Right.
No, not everybody can do everything. And we as humans cannot do everything all the time.
Yeah. Such a good reminder.
And I think part of the reason why I really wanted to take that class that day, even though I knew that probably not ready, was I wanted to be around people.
Yeah.
I really felt the need to be in community.
Yeah.
So I think that part of our steps to like supporting our wellness while unwell is reaching out to people, People were like, I don't want to call you and bother you. And I was like, no, please call me.
Yeah. You're like, please call me. Yeah.
I need to hear people. Cause you know, sometimes being, being sick can feel really lonely and isolating. And like it, me admitting that, I admitted it to everybody. I feel really lonely. Like call me. I want to talk.
Yeah.
You know, my friends at school were like, I don't want to bother you with what's happening at school. I was like, no, 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 please bother me.
Yeah.
I want to hear, and I want to hear what's going on. I want to feel connected to humans. And I want to focus on something other than my own illness right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And it gives you a sense of regularity. Like when you're hearing about what's going on at school, like that's your group, you know, like that's one of your communities. So it feels like you might not be so far removed from it.
Yeah, right. And like, you know, talking about like, you know, your pillars of wellness and your sustainable wellness, it's like that's supporting my mental pillar, my social pillar. It's like I need to be around people so that my mind chatter can not only just be about me.
Definitely.
You can feel so egocentric when you're sick.
Yeah. And it's interesting, you know, to bring it back to the four pillars for a minute, like there's always going to be a time where at least one of our pillars are broken, you know, like, and in this case, it's your physical health. Your physical health is it's plummeted. Yeah,
it was depleted.
And so you're relying on those other pillars. You're relying on your support system. Mm-hmm. You're relying on connecting to your mind to feel better as best as you can, even if that means distracting yourself and hearing about the drama at school.
Right.
And then you have this, even though it's hard sometimes to tap into it, you have the faith and the trust that you just have to keep going. You just have to surrender, because A, you will heal, or B, you don't know what will happen.
Right.
You know?
Right. So either way, we can't control it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What else is good? Well, I think taking a nice gentle walk was really, once I felt up to that took like 8 or 9 days before I could even like walk my dog around the block.
Yeah.
But then that was like, oh, this feels really good. I don't have to be at optimal health to just take a gentle, slow walk.
Yeah.
So that to me felt really supportive.
I love that one.
Yeah.
And I also like, we can't deny the importance of just hydration.
Oh my God.
Good hydration. Grab yourself a Stanley or a knockoff Stanley water bottle, one of those big ones, and just have it near you at all times.
Yeah. It was funny because that was actually, and I love that you said that, because that oftentimes when we are feeling unwell is the hardest thing to do.
Yeah.
If you have a stomach virus and you can't keep something down, hydration, you're like, no thanks.
Yeah.
For me, I was really struggling to hydrate. So it was like having that reminder, because the moment I remembered, I felt so much better.
Yeah.
But I was completely dehydrated for days, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
So like, it sounds so like, duh, drink water, but we forget.
We forget, yeah.
We forget to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And you remind me of this last step a lot. Like you remind me, like, find something that brings you joy.
Yeah.
You know, like, make the brownies.
Yeah.
Make the brownies, eat the brownies, right? Yes. Eat the cookies.
Yes.
It's okay. I sent my younger son out and I was like, I need some ice cream. And
it's the
go
best.
Get me some vegan ice cream.
Yeah.
And he got me like 3 different kinds. And I'm like, this is what I need right now. The cold on my throat felt so good. And it was just something that just made me feel happy in that moment.
Yeah, those little dopamine hits. I mean,
exactly.
When we're just completely miserable all day and remembering that we're sick, like those little dopamine hits can be so big.
Yeah, they're so important, I think.
And then I think one of the most important ones that we'll leave everybody with is take the medicine if you need it.
Yeah.
Take the cough medicine. Take the antibiotics or whatever they are. Take the steroids if you need them.
Yeah.
Take them.
You always remind me of that, right? Like you surrendering to your illness or surrendering to feeling unwell. Part of that is surrendering to possibly needing medication.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a huge part of my resistance.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get to a point where you have to fully surrender and you're like, no, these medications are designed to save lives in certain instances.
Yes.
You know, we're not talking about taking fistfuls of unnecessary medication. We're talking about being in an acute or chronic state where you need those to survive.
Yeah.
Right? Like if I can't breathe, I can't survive.
Yes, exactly.
And if all of the natural remedies to open up my airways are not working, and even one of the holistic natural practitioners that I worked with, two of them actually said, use the rescue inhaler.
Yeah.
Use it.
Yep.
We're going to support you in all of these other X, Y, Z, you yep. know, A, B, C. We're going to support you this, 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 and this. But if you cannot breathe, you need to use a rescue inhaler.
Yes.
So it was like hearing that from a quote unquote natural doctor, right? Mm-hmm. That was like permission.
Yeah.
I want to be able to give myself that permission.
Yeah.
And that's where you're really good at reminding people of that, Char.
Thank you. Yeah. It's because I had to learn myself.
Because you learned it.
And I think about it like our bodies are kind of like cars. They're like vehicles. And sometimes we need a tire rotation. I don't know. Yeah. Sometimes we need
an oil change.
Yeah. Sometimes we need an entire new, like an entire new thing. I'm having a hard time coming up with a metaphor for the car right now in terms of
like
medicine.
A whole
but
new
like,
engine.
Yes. And that's okay. Like we trust our team. We trust the people who have studied this stuff. And sometimes surrendering is just putting your care in somebody else's hands.
Yeah.
Who sees this every day.
I don't know if I talked about this in the podcast before, but one of my favorite memoirs was Don't Stop Believing by Olivia Newton-John. Did we talk about that?
I don't think so.
And if you know Olivia Newton-John, she's just was an amazing human and loved her story. But she was very open and honest about her 30-year battle with cancer. Mm. And she was very much in like the natural world and the natural realm, but realized that she needed a combination of both, you know, Western and Eastern medication.
Yeah.
But she said that when she was receiving her medication, she would visualize it as golden healing light entering her body,
mm-hmm.
And allowing herself the permission and the surrender to take that medication because she needed it to survive.
Yeah.
I wish I remembered that while I was in my acute state. I'm still taking medication right now. So I am going to remember that. And I'm going to picture it as golden healing light entering my body.
Yes.
And knowing that part of wellness is surrendering to being unwell. And that involves oftentimes surrendering to interventions that involve medication. And that is okay.
And the thing is, like, once we surrender and we take the medicine and then we feel better, it's like, oh, you know, it's like, okay, we feel better now. Like I was with you recently when I got my latest cholesterol test and the numbers were the best they've ever been in my entire life. I'm 30 years old. And like that, seeing those numbers is all because I take a shot. It's all because I take medicine. I could not have that relief. First of all, it's helping me physically, mentally, emotionally, like it's helping everything. And that surrender, it was very hard to get there. But once I got there, my life is great. I felt
your
like a normal
changed.
Person.
Your life has changed for the better because of that surrender.
Yep.
And the doctor reminded me too, like sometimes we need medication to get us back. You know, when we're at our threshold, when we're at like when our bodies can't take it anymore, we need that medication to get us back into that balanced state where we can then again support our immune system.
Yep.
Where we can then again use our favorite practices to support our wellness.
Yep.
But, you know, acknowledging that those normal go-tos don't necessarily always work when our bodies are fighting constantly, you know, in our stressed state.
Yeah.
If you're feeling fight or flight, we need whatever support we can to get us back into that balance. And it's okay.
I'm having like a visual of, if anybody knows the yoga pose, half moon.
Mm.
So
one of my faves.
Same. It's my ultimate favorite. Going into half moon is like us supporting our wellness. Like our ankles are a little bit shaky and we're wobbling and all this stuff. And the block is the medicine. The block is just getting us back to the point where we can regain our stability and maybe just maybe we can bend our top leg and reach back and go deeper, you know?
Right.
The block, the props, the medicine, they're all there to just enhance.
It's a support.
It's a support.
It's there to support.
Mm-hmm.
And then from that space, we can, I think, surrender deeper.
I agree.
So I hope that by sharing the story, First of all, I know a lot of people just want to know what the heck was going on with me.
So many of our yoga students this morning, yesterday, how's Leslie? Is she better yet?
Where the heck has she been? I hope that me sharing this and being vulnerable and being honest and being raw, you know, validates you in your health and maybe allows you to remember that it's okay to surrender to being unwell. Mm-hmm. I am still struggling with asthma right now, and what do they call it? Acute asthmatic bronchospasm. That my pink eyes are better. So the conjunctivitis is gone.
Yes.
But I'm still struggling a little bit, sometimes a lot. And that's okay. I'm just doing the best that I can. And I'm continuing to do the things that we just listed about how to support our wellness, but I'm also just taking it really easy as I resume normal activities. Yeah. And just doing the best I can each day.
And that's super inspiring. I mean, before we let everybody go, like, I'll just share, in talking to you, you said, you know, I'm making the decision not to work out for the rest of the week
as suggested
by one of your people on your team.
My healing team.
One of your healers. Yeah. And that is, I know how hard that must be for mm-hmm. you. And I'm so proud of you for that surrender.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Of course. I will be teaching tomorrow, if you're listening. Awesome. I will be back Thursday. I might not be, you know, at my normal LVB state.
Yes, you will.
But that's okay.
It's you showing up, and no matter if you're projecting your voice or not, it's still you.
It's okay. Yeah. So we would love to hear from you, Stronger Together community. Let us know if this resonated. Let us know if you would add anything to our how to support your wellness when you're unwell list. Mm-hmm. And stay in touch and feel well. And thank you. Thank you, everybody who reached out to me. And thank you, Char.
Of course.
I love you.
I love you.
And we love you, everybody.
Love you guys. Talk to you next week.
Let's have a great week.
Let's do it.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye. We hope you love that episode of Stronger Together.
And if you did, can you please share it with your friends and your family and your neighbors?
Yes, help us get this out there so that we can connect with more people.
And guess what? Spotify allows you to rate now. So if you're listening on Spotify, can you please rate for us? And yes. Apple Podcasts lets you review. So review.
5 stars on Spotify and tell us what you love about the podcast. We are so happy that you're part of this community.
We love you.